I want to share with you something for the Shir Aleph guys. It's going to be a little bit of Chazara because I started learning a new Sefer with them, a night Seder, called Kidmas HaEmek. This is by the Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, right, who is the Rashiva of Halajin. And this is his Akdama to the She'iltes. Right? He wrote a Perush on the She'iltes, which is a halachic work by one of the Gaonim. And he put it out in three parts, and every time he put out a new section of his parish, he also attached a hagdama to it. So there's three different hagdamas, all called Kidmas HaEmek, and they put it together. His son put it together and published it as its own sefer called Darcha Shel Torah. In it, the Netziv discusses the many things. The development of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, the development of Halacha, and it's amazing. So, I want to go through just the first little part and try and bring out a little bit of what the Netziv is describing. That's what I want to do. So it says like this. Be'ez asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu mirivavos kodesh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from Har Sinai. Right, we know the way the Torah describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming from Har Sinai, Chazal learned it's like a chasam coming to greet the Kala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from Har Sinai and came down and actually greeted us and brought us to Har Sinai. Ubi amino esh daslamo. The Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, it's ke'ilu, like Hashem had an esh daslamo. Esh, fire. Das is a law. Lamo, for us, for the people. So this is the picture that the Pasuk is describing. Here's a Kadosh Baruch Hu coming from Har Sinai, and he brings with him an Esh Das, a fiery law. Fire law. Now what is this Esh Das that Hashem has in his hands coming to greet us? What is that? So let's see if it explains. Nichlal bazeh ha-Torah, in this descriptor of Esh Das, fiery law, there's Shnei Chelkei Torah. It's really describing two parts of our Torah. Chelek hamavur lakol. There's the part that everybody understands and is clear to everyone. Vehema dinim chatuchim ledas malasos lo yavar. And they are the set halachas. You read, you open the chumash, and chumash is clear. It says to do this, not to do that. Zehu nikra das. That's the das. Clear halachas from the Torah. Kalashon akasov lekusim megilas Esther kedas malasos. Right, kedas, like to know, right, a law to know what to do. Das is clear. I know what to do. It's mavor lekol. That's one. V'chelek hamechusa. But now we have a concealed, covered part of the Torah. Ad sheyavo lechakira v'hekeshim ad sheyetz le'or, where you're not going to get what the Torah is telling you unless you engage in trying to understand through chakira, investigation, what he'll call pilpul later on, and analysis, making different connections between here and other parts of the Torah until you bring out to the light of day the message of the Torah and the halacha. This the sefer I have over here has a notes from Rabbi Kopperman, Ari Kopperman. And over here he mentions that this is actually a machlokes Ramban and the Rambam. In the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, in the beginning, he gives a list of what's called shorashim, roots. There are klalim as to how he's going to define what a mitzvah is and what a mitzvah is not. In Shoresh Sheni over there, the Rambam says that when Chazal go to Psukim and use the Yugirmo Midos to extract halachas from the Psukim, it's Lefi Da'atam, it's not considered a deraisa. Really, it's a derabanan, and the Chachamim are using the Psukim. It's some, have to see how it goes with it. But the Ramban slams the Rambam for this and says it's not true. And Chazal used the Yugam Amidos and the Hakeshim and all these different tools that we have to mine halachas from the Psukim. They're full-fledged deraisas. So he says that L'chor is what the Netziv is saying over here, is that the chelik of the Torah that's mechusa, that you have to now do analysis to extract, that was part of the that's part of the Torah itself that we're now extracting. It's not something that we are, that the Chazal decided to do, and they're basing it off of the Torah. It's from the Torah itself. V'zeo Eish, and he says that this hidden part is the fire of the Torah. Shum ischalik l'kama nitzotzos. Fire, right? You can divide into a bunch of different sparks or flames. V'chol nitzotz motzi avuka gedola. And then when you bring out a spark from the flame, that spark can then go and create a whole new torch and fire. Kasher yischabru elav od etzim kadoma, when you add more wood to that spark, sibos hamarchivos koach hanitzot, when you add more fuel to that flame, it gets bigger and it created a whole new torch. Maybe he's talking about svaras and, you know, whenever you bring out a halacha in the Torah, you're not just done. Okay, what about this? What about that? You're adding fuel to the flame, and then it creates a whole new torch, which wasn't explicit in the Torah. That's how the Torah works. Like we see in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, learns a pasuk, kapatish yifotzeit sela, like a hammer. And when you hit a hammer on a rock, sparks fly out. That's how the Torah works, right? You do the analysis, right? You have one Torah, it says one pasuk, but a whole bunch of things come out of that one pasuk, in this direction, that direction, many things coming out of one pasuk. Okay, continues. Mirosh mikedem yemos Yoshua ve'elach. From the time of Yoshua and onwards, naflu sfeikos, we had a bunch of doubts. Asher behem nechleku gedolei hador. That there will be a machlokas and what the halacha is between the Gedolei Hador back of his man Yoshua. V'nimnu v'gomra pidas rabim k'meforesh b'Torah. Acher rabim lahatos. We know that, okay, so Yoshua is there, you have zakenim, what's the halacha? Someone comes, it's not meforesh in the Torah. What do we do? Okay, let's learn. They started learning, etc. And then we'd have, I don't know, 10 different chachamim, 20, whatever the yeshiva looked like over there, 50. And they take a count. Okay, how many say Tameh? How many say Tahar? They'd count them. Whoever had the most votes, that's the halacha. That's how it worked. V'az nikra halacha brura v'nasa das me'ish. And then it would be defined, that would be called the halacha brura. And now that's a clear halacha, Tameh. And that's taking the ish, right? The fire of the Torah where it's concealed, it's not there and clear, and turning that into das, into clear halacha and Torah law. Now the Netziv goes on, and he's going to quote a medrash to explain what's contained in this ish that he's describing. He goes to Bereishis Rabbah, which quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Ve'eya etzlo amon. Right, that this is the Torah talking, and it says, I will be for you amon. Amon means trustworthy, a confidant. So the medrash says like this. Amon actually can be translated into a couple different things. Pedagogue, that's one. Amon mechusa, amon mutzna, v'izda amon. Some people say amon ravsa. Right, so we've got pedagogue, mechusa, which means covered, mutzna, which means concealed, and ravsa, which means great, big. Uperusho, what does this mean? That there are three parts of the Torah. Ha'echad pedagogue, one says in the Tziv is what the Medrash calls a pedagogue. Shehu ha pashut umanhig es aman dekari be'rav. This is the person who takes care of children. Kemanhig ha omen es hayonik. Like you have someone that you trust to take care of your child. Asher bli chakira yamod al das pedagog. Where when this, what was the word? Au pair? Opa? What was it? Au pair? Oh, you have it in South Africa also. I don't know, the guys told me that word. I had no idea what that was. I never heard it before. The nanny, I don't know, or the maid, right? So you got the maid, the au pair, that's taking care of the baby, of the kid. Whatever they tell the baby, the child, the 4-year-old, the 5-year-old, whatever, you don't have to try and understand what this au pair is saying. It's clear. So the Torah acts, that's one chelik of the Torah. It instructs us. Like it's our nanny, so to speak. It's taking care of us. Do this, don't do that. Clear. That's one chelik. The second thing is mechusa, covered. Shetzarach das v'chakira ich legaloso. You need now a little bit of chachma to understand what the Torah is saying on this level. Mechusa, concealed. Kach yesh chelik Torah shenitzra chakira la'amod alav. The parts of the Torah we have to investigate, do analysis to understand what it's saying that we're familiar with. We do that all day. Ach mechusa, but this covered part of the Torah, know that sheish kan inin mechusa. You know that there's something here. You can tell that there's something here. V'azeh achilek siv im tivakshena kekesef. And the pasuk in Mishlei, it says, if you search for it like money, you'll find it. is talking about this part of the Torah, where you know that something is there, but you're going to have to work to get it. But there is a third part of the Torah, Mutzna, which is more hidden. You don't know where it is. You need help from Hashem in order to actually find it. You have no idea where it is. It's not. You can't find something and do analysis and produce it. Hashem has to help you for this. So parts of the Torah that you're not going to, as much analysis you're going to do, as much hakeshim and trying to figure out, well, this is like that, that's like that, you're not going to get anywhere unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. This is what the Pasuk initially is talking about when it writes, if you search for them like precious stones, gems, then you'll get it. That's talking about the hidden parts of the Torah. You gotta, right, the gems, you don't know where they are. You know, metal, right, like silver, kesef, it's in the rock. You can see that it's there, but it's going to be work to actually take out the silver from the rock. The gems, you have no idea where they are. That you just need help from Hashem to find. That's a different chilek. There's the Amar, and there's a fourth chilek, which is Rav Saw, big, hu od chilek hanibni la'asigo. Here's parts of the Torah where you can't understand it. There's parts of the Torah that even Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand. Nobody's ever going to understand it. It's only Hashem. That's Hashem's Torah. Like there's another medrash that talks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave the luchos to Avram, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem held the two top tefachim of the luchos. Luchos were 6x6 tefachim. Hashem held the top two tefachim. Moshe Rabbeinu held the bottom two, and the middle two nobody was holding. Which is merames on these halakim. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, there was certain part of the Torah that was only shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu. There was a part of the Torah that's only shaykh to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand it. We never will. That's the top two tefachim that Hashem held. And the middle two, that's what's shaykh to everybody. Where everybody can understand and work and get it. So we see there are these different ideas. Okay. One more paragraph, and then I'll tell you what I was thinking. I'm skipping a little bit over here. Kamoa, now it goes on to further elaborate on this idea. Kamo avuka shemotzia hanitzos. Now, we said that the Torah has these two aspects to it. The das, which is the clear part, you open a chumash, you know what it means, and you have the esh, right? The fire of the Torah that has the sparks flying out and create new fires and sparks from there. Kamo avuka shemotzi hanitzos, just like a torch, right, that can produce a spark. Va'alpia hischavrus kochos hamarchivos nasus od avuka brura. And by means of adding fuel to that spark, you can create a whole new fire. L'hotzi yimena od nitzotos. And then that new fire also is going to spread out to a bunch of more sparks. V'chein yimena v'hala. And there onward. Right? Ad infinitum. Kach ka'asher hoya b'machlokas harishon v'bnei Yehoshua. So this is how it worked. Back in the day, b'zman Yehoshua, when there was machlokas, what's the halacha? V'nimnu v'gomru al ha'inyan. And they decided, they took account. Rov says, kosher. Asher balif nehem. Na'aseh halacha brura. That was turned into a clear halacha. However they paskind. Asher ein listapik od bezeh. Where from here on, there's no safik as to what the halacha is. Their psak now is the halacha. Abdor haba achrov. Lo chokru od bezeh. Now the next generation, they didn't go backwards and say, ooh, what's the halacha over there? Well, you can say it like this, you can say it like that. No, whatever the previous generation paskind, that is now the halacha going forward, it's a given. Ela bevo od inin sheni. But now, when a new shayla comes up in the second generation, and we have to find what's the halacha now. They are now taking into consideration what the previous generations have already passed into the halacha. And the previous psak halacha has now become the root and the foundation of what we're going to paskin now. That's a given. Think also of the Rambam, and then his Akdama to the Perush Mishnayos writes like this, and describes this, and he says that in the Shas, there's a language of Gemiri, or Hilchasa Gemiri Lehu. So the Rambam learns that when the Gemara says Gemiri or Hilchasa Gemiri Lehu, it's talking about this. It's talking, what that means is that you won't find it in the Torah. It's not written anywhere. It's not a halacha Moshe Sinai. but it's a given halacha for us. You're not going to find it in the Mishnah, you're not going to find it anywhere. But Gemiri, such and such a halacha. That means that at some point in time in our history, we had this shayla, and we paskened on it, and now it's a given for us. We do not go back and reopen that question. Rashi and Tosfos argue and say, really, it's halacha Moshe Sinai. He goes into, and we're not going to get into this, I'm going to stop here, but he goes into where there's a machlokas Rishonim, what Gemiri and Echos Gemiri who means, and what is halacha Moshe Sinai, and which isn't, etc. That's not for now. But the point is that he's making here, that just like a fire can create new sparks and from there onward, that's the way that the Torah developed. That we originally had a clear, just Torah Shebichsav and whatever Moshe Rabbeinu taught us in the Midbar, but that wasn't everything. New things come up all the time that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't explicitly tell us about. That would turn into a new set halacha, as if it were written in the Torah. Now, halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, he discusses in a second, it's also a very interesting idea. And besides the deos that this is giving us, just to understand, the halacha that we do, the gemara that we learn, how does this work, where did it come from, which is good to know, it's important. I felt like there was something also very special about what the Netziv is describing over here. Lamaisa, what it comes out is that when we open a Gemara, and we start learning, it's not that we're standing a few thousand years from Har Sinai and we're trying to look back at Har Sinai and trying to say, ooh, what did Hashem do over there? What was that? And we're totally detached. And the farther we go, the farther we are. According to this, that's not what's happening. That's not the correct way to look at this. Rabosa, when we open up a Gemara, right, we see that Eish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. This is Maamad Har Sinai. That's what the Netziv is saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the upshot. Think about this. The Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from Har Sinai, came to greet us with Eish Das. The Das, that's the Torah Shebichsav, find the clear Psukim, but the Eish, that's right now. Right now, in every single halacha that we're looking at in the Gemara. When you ask a kasha, and you give a teretz, and you're trying to understand, what is this halacha? Hakeshim, it's sort of like, kasha from this Mishnah. Well, the case is sort of like that, but it's not. And in Shir, you're going through the chilukim. What about this is like that case? What isn't? What's the havamina of finding all these little nooks and crannies? That is the ish of the Torah that Hashem brought with him to give us. What that means is that when we engage in the Torah, it's not something that we're looking back thousands of years and trying to connect to. It's Maamad Har Sinai right now. Right? If you were to look through the glasses of the pasuk of Ish Das Lamo, when a bacher opens a gemara, when anyone opens a gemara, what you're looking at is a Maamad Har Sinai right then and there. That is what you're doing every single time. That's the ish of the Torah. And it doesn't matter what shir you're in, what level are you on, what are you doing? I'm not working on my skills. I mean, I am. I'm working on my, but I'm not trying to develop my gemara. No. I'm at Har Sinai right now. That's really what I'm doing. Okay, there's levels and I have to develop this and that, but what are you doing? No, you're not learning how to learn Gemara. You're not learning skills and you're not learning how to, that's not what's happening. What's actually happening, Lamaisa, is you're sitting there with Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, looking at the Ish of the Torah that he gave over. That's where you are, at Har Sinai. He goes on to describe, it's a little bit different, but it's the same, by Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. I just started thinking about these things. I never really thought about this. It's so interesting, Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. You got this. We have a lot of tefillin. Why is tefillin black? What's the makor? Why is tefillin black? You don't have a single Mishnah to show me. You don't have a pasuk, nothing. What do you have? Moshe Rabbeinu, he told us. Why are they square? Why is it on the klaf? I think tefillin has more halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai than any other specific halacha, if I'm not mistaken. And any other halacha. Why are they black? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us. Okay, but how do you know? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us. And he told Yeshua, and Yeshua told the Zakenim. Vechule, until our chachamim and kedoshim and tahorim told us that's halacha, and we will die for the black tefillin. Now, that's, you hear the koach of this? It connects you right back to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. And I don't think it's a mistake that the Legabe Tefillin, we see that there's more halacha moshe nisina than anything else, right? The Torah calls it an os. Every morning you put this on. So again, also there are parshios inside. There's a lot going on with Tefillin. This is definitely part of it, is the fact that so many halacha moshe nisina is happening. That's a direct line back to Har Sinai in a way that other things aren't. Even with the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, etc. This is just, you put on the tefillin, you're right back with Moshe at Har Sinai. There's nothing in between. There's nothing in between with all those halachas. So we're seeing the same thing over here. The Eish of the Torah, Hashem, He made the Torah this way. It's not like it's a mistake that we're sitting here in Galus thousands of years later and, you know, it's the suffix. I don't know what the halacha is. You know what? We have rules of how to paskin and this. No. What we're seeing from the Netziv is the mahus of the Torah was the lechachila, something that was supposed to put us every time we engage and open up a mesechta and learn and read a Rashi and a Tosfos, puts us back at Har Sinai with that Eish. That's what we're seeing from the Netziv. Amazing. Amazing. How can we not feel something when we open, you know, a Gemara? Because you're connecting to what Hashem had in His hands and came at Har Sinai. That's what we're connecting to. Absolutely amazing. That's what I want to share with you. We should be zocha to feel these things. And have a good morning.